I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Fifer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night at 6, the Bill Michaels Huddle, presented by Bud Light Seltzer. CBS 58's Kevin Holden and Christina Tuzo join Bill to preview the Packers and Titans tomorrow night at 6 on 1250 AM The Fan. We're broadcasting live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, asking you, is there more criticism on Aaron Rodgers than any other quarterback in the league? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. You consistently hear people going at Aaron Rodgers nationally for certain, whether it be Cowherd, whether it be Skip Bayless, whoever may be. The defender of A-Rod on the national level is Stephen A. Outside of that,
Shannon Sharp.
Right, yeah. Against Skip, because you have to have that guy on the other side on TV, I think. Mm-hmm. So you have those two that will tend to defend Aaron, and these other guys tend to go at him. Your thoughts, Gary, on is he the most criticized quarterback currently?
It feels like it, and I can't put my finger on why. I mean, I get, and we brought this up, I get LeBron James on why. But I don't get, and I don't know if it's national hate, I don't know if it's local hate, but there is a lot of stuff surrounding or swirling around Rodgers that a lot of people, I don't know, don't like him or don't like about him, or maybe sometimes there's undue criticism, I think, regarding him, or everything's being picked at and looked at. I mean, maybe people think that he should win more Super Bowls than he's won already. I just don't get all the, and it's not at to LeBron James level, but most certainly is very similar to the heat that LeBron gets.
Yeah, I think it's comparable to LeBron. The question is there more criticism on Rodgers than any of their top quarterbacks, meaning Brady, Mahomes, Roethlisberger, guys?
Yes, most certainly more than those guys.
I think you could say he's the most criticized player in the league.
He is.
Forget quarterbacks, just in the league, he's the most criticized player in the National Football League at this point. But why? I mean, that's just
I know
it.
Exactly why.
I mean, I'm not gonna sit here saying
it's been that way, but it's been that way for a while. I mean, this just didn't start this year now.
Well, I think it started when the supposed rift or whatever it was between him and McCarthy started. That's when it started percolating on the national level, and you had guys like Terry Bradshaw, and we talked about that on this show. Bradshaw said, hey, look, am I going to fire McCarthy or trade Rodgers? I'll trade Rodgers because I think McCarthy's a hell of a coach. And he said it. He went out, and he jumped out against Rodgers and went with McCarthy, and that's kind of how this whole thing happened. Now, who was leaking stuff to these national media guys about what may or may not have been happening in this locker room? That really, to me, is the thing. You know, what was it? McCarthy's coaches? Was it McCarthy? Was it players in the locker room? Because a couple of these former players are on TV now, and Greg Jennings is on TV. JerMichael Finley,
had a lot of hate.
We've had him on our show numerous times. He's been all over the media talking about Aaron Rodgers over the course of time as well. So
you're right, Steve. That's a good point. Because you've never really seen any of Tom Brady's past teammates talk about him.
Vrabel, Jeff Saturday, those guys, none of those guys, not Saturday, Saturday was the Colts, but Vrabel and those guys, none of those guys have really ever done it. Now, Vrabel is coaching now, but you got Vrabel, and then who is the other guy, the linebacker? Teddy Bruschi? That's another guy that's on TV. He's never really gone at him. And then there was the Damian Woody. He's never really talked about another Belichick guy. And Brady. So you definitely have had guys that played with Brady that really have never talked about him and Belichick's relationship being strained or otherwise. But Rodgers and McCarthy, though, that has gotten a lot of run over the last several years, Leroy.
I know why. Because he makes them feel like hypocrites.
What?
Because when he does something really good, oh, he's the best I've ever seen throw it. Oh, man, this guy can throw it better than anybody I know. He got more talent than any quarterback to ever play, blah, blah. They do all that, and they're all on board, and then they'll lose a game like
Tampa.
Seattle. Well, let's go back. Okay. Seattle, oh, man. You know, made me look bad. I just said all this glaring stuff. It just frustrates people because they really believe he should have all these Super Bowls based on talent. You know, not turn the ball over, accuracy, all this stuff. Instead of just using it as isolated incidents, you could be a fan of someone in the media, but you gotta be careful. Because you may jump off his bandwagon. See, you can be a fan of somebody. Hey, man, listen, here's a perfect example. Him and Ryan Braun's relationship. You know, they were boys. And then next thing you know, they kind of fell out because of, you know, what happened. But the loyalty of it to me is, if I'm a fan of yours, I'm a fan of yours when you have bad games like Tampa. I'm not going to be a fan of yours when you go and beat Atlanta, beat Philly, beat Chicago in the Super Bowl. Anybody can front run it like that. But how you need a friend when you're down. That's when you really need a friend. So the frustration with certain people in the media makes them really go after him when he's down. It's almost like really... I can't wait to kick him, but I'm going to wait till he's down. That's why players really don't have to defend themselves. Let your fans do it. Your fans or get these guys in line. But that's why, and I don't know about the entire NFL, because there's a lot of other guys get screwed now. We just can't probably come up with some good names right now. But he's more polarizing because out of everybody, and I'm talking about people in his age group, 30-something and up. Those Drew Brees and Brady's. And how old is the Russell Wilson? Because you can almost put him in there. I don't know if Russell 33, 34, but you could put him in there. The guys in his age group, Roethlisberger, all those guys, you know, he's more polarizing than all those guys because out of all those guys, people think he should have more Super Bowls. And it's based on the talent because they propped him up and say, oh, this, okay, you can still do that. But then they get angry it didn't happen. And then they'll just, instead of critiquing him, they'll just make it personal. Now, I would say, and that's what I said earlier when I brought up LeBron James. And I don't know if y'all caught that point, but it just seemed like, okay, if he would just be quiet and don't say anything, it was fine. But Rodgers always had a show on another network, a radio show, but no one heard it because it was doing our show. Everybody was tuning in our show on that Tuesday. That's but course, he on Pat McAfee's show, he said he talked about a lot of stuff. And even when he was winning, even Gary, remember we were talking about how you say, hey, man, he seemed like he's in a better place. He said all these good things. And all these guys were saying all this great stuff for 4 weeks. And boy, the Tampa Bay game happens. And it made me look bad again. Because I said he was an MVP candidate. I said the Packers were the best team. Now they lose. So it's all about me and right and wrong. I want to be right about Aaron Rodgers. Not be an Aaron Rodgers fan. I want to be right. That's what media guys. I want to be right. When I'm wrong or they don't do what I want them to do, I'm going to bash him and I'm going to bash the Packers and everything they do. Because you remember, if you listened to what he was saying, the young man, he went to Aaron Rodgers and he just went to the Packers in general. They just don't finish. I mean, but again, the current status of what Aaron Rodgers, you know, because a lot of Drew Brees, I mean, not Drew, Tom Brady threw six games at one point through a pick six. I don't think they bailed on him. They probably gave him a pass probably because he got more Super Bowls than anybody. So my thing is, Aaron threw his first pick six in however long. I mean, I think he threw three or four in his career. But he hadn't thrown no interceptions all year. It's a terrible game. But do we really need to attack his legacy because he threw a pick six and maybe you lost some money on the game? I don't know. I just don't know where it comes from sometimes. But it's okay to critique him. That's fine. That's all fair. I think quarterbacks should always be. And we had a young man ask yesterday, guys. And he asked a very good question. Me and Steve, Gary, you had left. The young man asked me and Steve, why does one guy always get the wins and loss? And me and Steve tried to tell him, it's always been like that. I didn't win a Super Bowl. Brett Favre won it.
But you don't have it on your record.
Right. My wins and losses, it'll just say how many games I played. They don't say how many I won.
Sacks are on your record. Interceptions are on yours. Yeah, but not wins and losses. Nope.
Because I could be sitting here winning more games than any safety ever, but they'll never count that. So I'll try. Me and Steve were trying to tell the young man, it's always been like that. Aaron Rodgers can be winning. He got the winning touchdown, then the defense will give it up, and they'll lose by one. It'll still go on Aaron's record. So, but if you're going to pay a guy, and that's what Rob Reichel was saying, if you're going to pay a guy $33 million, however much he gets paid, you can critique him. That's fine. That's fine. That's a good point in that article. That's fine. But some people, Steve, they make it other than football. And that's the point that make my skin just pull up to the white meat.
We're going to get to some calls here. I would get some calls, but I also got a text here from our guy Jameson, Cowboys fan, right?
What Jameson?
He says he gets so much criticism because he's the highest passer rating quarterback in history and only has one Super Bowl. He was dating Danica. He's estranged from his family. A weird guy, it's fun to talk about.
I wouldn't even read that.
Well, but again, that's what we're asking.
Care
why
about who we dating
we're
and
asking,
all that?
Right,
oh,
but hey, hold on now. If Tom Brady wasn't married at this point and was dating like Derek Jeter dated back in the day, we'd be talking about Brady and who he was dating to.
I would not. I don't care.
You like all that drama. Stop. As long as it's
guy. Pettiness. I don't like drama. I like pettiness.
Trav and Brown Deer, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up, Trav?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Trav?
I'm trying to figure this out, Trav. Help us out.
You know what? As a leader, when he did that dance, I can see the double check with the belt. When he did that dance, he opened the hornet's nest.
Uh-huh.
You're right. Yep.
And then he got punched in the mouth, and he was looking clueless. Everybody was, you know?
Okay.
And Sue, he's a dirty player.
Yeah.
But... in this, you know, but I think he played. Aaron Rodgers was, you know, he was on his ass all game.
Yeah.
And
sacked five times, Trav.
And then, I mean, look, I mean, Leroy, you know, right? Brett Favre was, I mean, he jumped in the stands one time, I think, before he retired.
I think so.
But,
yeah, I think so.
He was always, and Mike would tell him, quit tackling your own guys, right? I mean.
Right.
I mean, Aaron, he just got, hey.
Hey, Steve, get your hand on the butt, Steve. Be careful. He ready to get ready to go.
Believe, whoever your higher belief is, he'll humble you. And when he did that little shake, and, you know. Like I said, whatever you believe in, your higher power, it'll bring you back to earth.
All right, Trav, thanks for the call.
There it is. Trav brought it on.
Trav didn't like the shake.
No, like Trey didn't like the shake. No, he didn't like
the shake. It did bother me. I thought it was funny. I left. DJ.
I know what it was.
DJ Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. DJ, the question is, do you think Rodgers is the most criticized guy in the league? And if so, why?
Yo, what's up, fellas? What's up, Sparky?
What's up,
Leroy? What's up, Gary?
What's happening, my brother?
What's up, dude?
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk to y'all.
Yeah,
I had the honor to meet all three of y'all at separate events, you know. And I just like to say that I love y'all show since day one. But
thanks
to business. My man Aaron Rodgers is not above criticism. Leroy took the steam out of my argument because he said what I wanted to say. When he's balling out of control, he's throwing 5-6 touchdowns in the game. Oh, he's the GOAT. He's ready to go, Montana. He's this, he's that. He loses a game, and somebody say something about him, oh, you can't talk about him. Y'all really shouldn't be bad on Aaron Rodgers. It was the coaches. It's the players he don't got. It's what they not doing.
At
the end of the day, when you the star player of your team, and we can't disagree that Aaron Rodgers is the star player of the Packers, you are subjugated to a higher level of criticism, like the GM, like the coach, because you are the quarterback. Everything starts and go with the – y'all can't wait to kill Kirk Cousins when he have a bad game. Y'all can't wait to kill Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo, all these other quarterbacks. I'm not saying they're Aaron Rodgers, so let's just stop that right there. I ain't comparing them guys to Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying a few quarterbacks – a few quarterbacks that every time they have a bad game, oh, they shouldn't be in the lead, they should be cut, oh, they should be traded. So – do I feel like, is he overly criticized? Maybe some people do have a personal issue with him. But like Leroy said, that's really just personal because who he dating? And, oh, he's not talking to his family. So what? A lot of us date. We still dating. We single. I'm 31, and I'm still out here dating. I don't talk to my family. Tell me I'm a bad person, you know. I want to come do my job. And if I fail at doing my job, I deserve to get criticized. I deserve for people to talk about me, about my performance. Anything other than that, y'all just hating. Now, y'all know I'm a Packer hater, but I'm going to hate on the man because he's dating Danica Patrick or whatever, or his brother mad because he's not watching The Bachelor. That got nothing to do with me. When it comes to this field and he can't beat the 49ers or he can't beat the Giants or he get eliminated by Seattle or he get beat by, or you know what I'm saying, he get eliminated, then that's what y'all criticize him for. He lost the game. People lose games. Get over it. It's going to be more games. I was telling people all week, it's not a big game. It's a test to see the Packers for real. They got a few things they got to work on. We all know this. They still need help on offensive line. They still need help with receivers. They need to run the ball more. If they would have ran the ball more than likely, they would have won. But that's just my 2 cents. I love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Love you too, my
Sparky,
brother.
You my man.
Thanks so much. Great. Appreciate it, man. Great appreciate the call. Thanks for the call.
Great phone call. And, right. We were just talking about, is Aaron Rodgers the GOAT? Remember that? We're just talking about it.
Yeah, and you said he needed like 5 more rings to be there, so obviously he's not in your mind.
Well, it don't matter. We shouldn't even been talking about it, but we were
talking about it. You're right. We shouldn't have been talking about it because he's not close.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why people are mad and talk about him. They want to put him at the GOAT so bad, but they can't.
But what's wrong with that, though?
What you mean?
What's wrong with that? I mean, I don't know
that's
why.
That's my point, Garrett. That's what frustrates people to make him go personal. Because he's not accomplishing stuff they think he should be accomplishing.
Right. People think more of Aaron than others do. I mean, we shouldn't have high expectations for a potential Hall of Famer. Right?
No. You can always criticize people. You can always criticize. But okay. I just say the personal part, like the Jameson weirdo text he texted you. Because he's a Cowboy fan, got the worst team in the league, who's 2-4, but is still in first place in the worst division probably in history. Thought it was funny to send you that text and for you to read it. That's what I'm talking about. We didn't read that kind of stuff about Tom Brady,
all of it.
Brett Favre.
But
nobody
again,
we would do that to.
Go over this. Brady has been married, so there's no dating storyline. Brady, as far as we know, isn't estranged from his family, so there's no talking point there. He's not the highest passer rating quarterback.
You don't know what about his family. You don't know what he's doing with his family. You ain't never seen Brady's family.
Trust me right now. If there was something to talk about, TMZ would have had it by now.
That's what you're basing it off of?
Anybody, pick.
OMG.
Pick it.
Brady got away with some. Oh my God. If you want to make comparison, though, Steve, Brady got away with some of that stuff like that.
The
baby,
like
mama,
a baby mama.
Mama, the first baby, all that mess. I mean, he got.
Aaron
they
ain't got
swept
that.
They swept all of that under the carpet, man. Nobody even really talk about that, man.
Well, how did you know about
it? He going through the divorce and all that mess. You ain't hear about all that?
No, apparently not. No, but obviously you did. Obviously you heard about it.
Nobody. Yeah, but nobody really talked about it.
How does everybody know about it then?
It did an interview about it. It was everywhere.
Yeah, it was everywhere. So then they didn't put it under the carpet then. Okay, fine.
Well, no, nobody's gonna bring it up.
They don't. No one talks about it though. They just keep talking about football.
Right. And they don't keep talking about it.
Well, Rodgers and who was the first girl he with? Olivia Munn and Danica Patrick.
So do you think Rodgers does a good? Do you think Rodgers does a good job of hiding his relationships, or do you think Rodgers?
I think he
puts it out there on Instagram and other things about who he's with.
Well, he don't put much of it out there, but he try to keep it as private as much as he can.
Right. All right. Let's go to
all out there like that.
Ruben Southside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Fellas, what's good? What's going on?
What's up?
What's up, Ruben?
All right, shout out to Cowboy Nation. And your last caller, he said, if the Packers would have kept running the ball, come on, for real? Really, dude? Serious?
We ran it 10 times. Aaron Jones got 10 carries.
Exactly. So I don't know what he was talking about. It's just that Tampa defense got in that ass. But anyway, to the question about Aaron Rodgers, it's not his fault that the defense has over the last couple of years been letting him down. Everybody knows he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's a shame. We don't need to argue about nothing like that.
Right.
And you guys, over the last couple of years, I mean, come on now with Jordy, DeMichael Finley, Jones, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb. Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, you guys have some star players. So it ain't all to him that, you know, the defense has let you guys down in the past. And then who cares about who he's – what's up with y'all talking about who's dating? Like, who really cares
I don't get
that
part. I don't get that
right,
at
right.
all.
Right, right. I hear you, LeRoy. But Baker Mayfield is the most scrutinized quarterback, but then again, he's not on the level where the other fellas are. But I think that your boy, number 12, he has been getting shortchanged. But it's, all in all, I mean, you know, it's not too much his fault, though.
If he wasn't very good, he wouldn't be getting criticized like this at all. They wouldn't be talking about him. If he was Kirk Cousins level – they wouldn't hardly be talking about him at this point. But just like Giannis, they weren't talking about like this about Giannis until he won that first MVP. Now everybody's talking about Giannis. Thanks for the call. This part of the show brought to you by Toro Snowblowers for grizzly winters. Need a Toro Power Max snowblower? It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan Live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Asking about Aaron Rodgers, is he the most criticized player in the league? And if so, why? Mark in New Berlin, you're next on the Fan with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Well, you know me, guys. I love to scrutinate people, but you can't, when you have six rings in any sport, I don't care if it's table tennis, you cannot scrutinize the person. You may be able to go after his wife. Can we go after Tom Brady's wife? She's pretty ugly, I heard.
Hey.
Giselle, she's a supermodel, Leroy.
Okay, but don't be saying that about
you. You can't even go after his wife. You know, so I'm saying, when you got six rings, you can't screw. You're going to scrutinize LeBron. What are you going to say? He can't play? But Rodgers, one ring, choked all those times, got eliminated.
Uh-oh.
You know? Wait a minute. Went out with Danica Patrick. I
mean, come on now.
You tell me you can't scrutinize that.
Okay, but wait a second, Mark. Hold on a second.
How can you scrutinize who he went out with?
I just want to follow up on something because I'm the king of using that word. And Leroy hates it. But I've never put the words choke and Rodgers together in the same sentence. Why do you say he's choked?
Because he has one ring. Every time he plays a good defense, he chokes.
Yeah,
I mean, we have the best, supposedly the GOAT, or the second GOAT.
Right.
And we have one Super Bowl in, what, 10 years? I can remember the last one. Was it 10, 11?
11.
Yeah. I know, 10 years ago. I don't even think I was born.
Kansas City waited 15 years.
We got the best player of all times. No, that isn't it. He has to pull you through, even if you have a receiver that's down. Even he has to pull you through.
Yeah. And
Brady throwing to Julian Edelman, that little guy, who thought he would ever be a superstar?
Mark, thanks for the call.
when he calls.
Louie and Franklin, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Louie?
What's up, guys?
How are you doing?
I do got to address some false advertising. Everybody knows Leroy ain't there every day from 2 to 6. Everybody knows Leroy.
Yeah, well, can't do much about that one.
No, I'm just messing.
I like that, Louis. I like that. I'll be glad this pandemic over with.
I think this boils down to two things. I'm one of the guys that's very critical of him. I think you guys know that. And I'm critical of him because I want so badly for him to get the invite to get up from that kiddie table at Thanksgiving and get to the big boy adult table. Mm-hmm. I want that. His talent dictates that's where he should belong.
There you go.
But he cannot do that without a second chip. If you want to knock Elway or whoever you have at 5, Unitas, Staubach, if he wants to get up there with Joe and Tom and Manning, he got to win another chip. His legacy's written otherwise. And what is that?
And what is that legacy? What is it?
The legacy is he is essentially he's Steve Young but better. Steve Young was the most efficient passer when he retired and he had one ring.
Yeah.
And now Aaron's the most efficient passer of all time, arguably the best thrower of the football of all time with one ring.
Let me ask you this real quick,
and what is Danny Marino?
Dan Marino is arguably the greatest passer of the football of all time.
Yeah.
No rings.
Yeah.
No rings. Top 10.
Oh, yeah. Definitely top 10. Yeah. Louie, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I'll take Steve Young over Aaron Rodgers. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North invites you to their fantastic Mercedes-Benz dealership, conveniently located off I-43.
Leroy should answer that question.
North at Silver Spring Drive, just blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale. It's only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. That's true. Their knowledgeable team members are ready to provide you with the best Mercedes-Benz has to offer. Sales, service, finance, parts, accessories, you name it, Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North will take care of it for you. If you're looking for only the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in the Milwaukee area, stop by today to test drive one of their latest models. Who doesn't want to test drive a Mercedes-Benz? Seriously. Plus, they now have Sprinter and Metris vans, too, for those of you that have businesses that you run and you have a fleet of vehicles to haul stuff around. Go first class. Go the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris van. Check them out at MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com. That's MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com. Stop by the dealership. When you get there, tell them Sparky and the Big Show sent you. They'll take great care of you and help you find the Mercedes-Benz that's a great fit for you. It's the only greater Milwaukee Metro best of the best Mercedes-Benz dealer in the city. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette joins us next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow on The Bart Winkler Show, Ryan Wood, who you'll hear from momentarily here on The Big Show at 8:20. Kevin Payne, 8:35 from rotowire.com, doing fantasy football on Bart's show tomorrow. And then Mike Clemens, our embedded green and gold reporter, at 9:30 tomorrow on The Bart Winkler Show. Football's in full mode. The Q Club of Wisconsin welcomes both old and new customers for safe dining and watching the games with their huge entertainment game room. And awesome food selection and drink specials. You'll find all of your favorites on their menu, from loaded burgers, wraps, wings, love their wings, plus their Wednesday and Friday legendary fish fries piled with all of the extras. And by the way, today is Wednesday, so go get your fish fry. Carry out available as well. Start the weekend early with their breakfast specials on Saturday and Sunday starting at 9 a.m. Visit their Facebook page or QClubOfWI.com. QClubOfWI.com for menu and updates. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
All right, joining us now, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Crunched for time here. He's got another Zoom presser coming up at about 5 after 5. So we got about 8 minutes or so with Ryan Wood. Ryan, first things first, why do you think Aaron Rodgers has been so criticized in the last several years by the national media?
It probably doesn't help that he's only got one Super Bowl ring, and you see the talent, and there's a discrepancy, and the national media, they don't dig into the nitty-gritty the same as local media, not just here in Green Bay, but in any local market, and that's just the way it is. If there's one team that you are covering 365 days out of the year, it's a very different animal than covering 32 teams. It's just math. So I would start there. I don't know what you're referring to in the national media, because frankly, I don't really pay attention to much of the national media. So is there anything you have specifically in mind?
Oh, no, just the latest one was Cowherd talking about his losing record in games in which the Packers trail. And the stat, which I've never seen before in my life, isn't last 2 minutes of a game, isn't fourth quarter, is at any point in the game what their team's record is if they trail at any point in the game while that quarterback started the game. And, you know, Mahomes and those guys are all at the top, Tebow 533 or something, and Rodgers with a losing record in games in which they trail at any point.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty generalized statistic.
Correct.
So that's exactly what I'm talking
yep.
about. I mean, the bottom line is that if you go if you fine-tooth comb it and go by game, then it might be Aaron Rodgers. I highly doubt it. He's pretty good. It might also be any one of myriad of factors that go into that. So without doing that, because I haven't done it myself, it would be hard to say why that is what it is. I would just caution against taking overly generalized statistics and drawing great conclusions from them.
Well, real quick, your thoughts on that Tampa Bay game?
You know, I think that they, first and foremost, that game turned on one play. It was a shocking, stunning play. Pretty much the most shocking thing that could have happened to this offense happened. Because until that point, they'd been kicking butt and taking names for 4 games and a quarter, right?
Right,
there's just been no adversity. And then not only was that adverse, it was, I mean, a pick six, it doesn't get more of a shock to the system than that, right? So they didn't respond well to adversity at all. You know, a year ago, they went to San Francisco. They lost by 29 points. I think we all kind of knew this San Francisco team really is that much better, like that they're really, really good. I get a different feel from this Bucs. You know, they've got some speed that mimics what the 49ers did on their defensive front. They got some speed on their defensive front that they're going to have to figure out how to block that. Overall, though, it was wonky. It was a fluky game. I thought that they were. I picked the Bucs to win that game. I thought it'd be closer than 38-10. With that said, I thought they were a Super Bowl contender. I still think they're a Super Bowl contender.
I yield my time to Steve.
All right. We have the Houston Texans coming up this week. Rodgers obviously didn't play well against Tampa Bay. Doesn't look like Bakhtiari is probably going to play this week either. What do you see for this Packers offense against this Texans defense, possibly without Bakhtiari out there?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what they're going to do there. Matt LaFleur was asked that today, and predictably he didn't answer. You know, Rick Wagner's not a left tackle. Stephon, I mean, he's a right tackle. He's played okay at right tackle. He's not a left tackle. I would almost just assume move Billy Turner to left tackle than Rick Wagner. He's not a left tackle. Billy Turner's not a left tackle either, but what you saw from Rick Wagner was just more evidence to what you already knew. So
right.
This David Bakhtiari is the one guy not named Aaron Rodgers they could not afford to lose on this team. Mm-hmm. And there's no secret for why that is. They have no backup for him. And so now they're going to go into a game most likely without David Bakhtiari, and they have no backup there, and it's just, you know, it's the type of week that you wish that J.J. Watt wasn't on the other side of the line of scrimmage, but he is.
Real quick, then we let you get going out of here. Defensively, they got to get more out of really Preston Smith. Now, I know you talked a little bit last week that they're dropping him a lot, but he's just disappearing here.
Yeah, you know, the first 2 weeks it was because he was dropping more, but then he said the truth, which was against New Orleans and against Atlanta, he didn't drop all that much. And last week, he didn't drop all that much.
No.
He's got a half sack. He's not getting home. I mean, there's no other way that he's just not getting home on his pass rush. And if you look at Preston Smith historically throughout his career, you know, he had the 8 sacks, the 4 sacks, the 8.5, the 4. It's been very up and down. He hasn't plateaued and stayed up there. He had the 12 sacks last year. He's got the half sack this year. It's been the trend throughout his career.
Okay.
Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, everybody, thanks so much for coming on. We will talk to you again coming up on Friday.
All right, take care, guys.
You betcha. Take care. Thanks, there he is. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, just breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Yes, Gary.
Maybe we'll get into this a little bit tomorrow. I don't know if we had time, but Greg Jennings just put some stuff out talking about. He wants to be reaccepted to Green Bay.
Yeah. Well,
it's out there on Bleacher Report or somewhere.
Look, anything is possible. They allowed Brett to come back.
I didn't know he wasn't accepted. He feel
like Steve.
He said, "What do I got to do? Get on my hands and knees to be accepted?"
Exactly.
Yeah,
I didn't know he wasn't accepted.
Oh,
have you not been doing this radio show?
Come on,
I didn't even know he wouldn't accept.
Quit, don't play dumb, Gary. Stop.
What are you talking about? He real Steve. Y'all read that? He real heartbroken about this thing, man.
He's the one that ran off at the mouth about the Packers time and time and time and time and time again.
Just go back.
What do you expect the Packer fans to do?
Well, does this go back to Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
He was just trying to speak.
Yes.
Truth.
Whatever. Don't matter. Packer fans know what they want to hear, and what he said is not what they wanted to hear. So, too bad.
They need to, but the Packers can still invite him back to some when the pandemic is over.
Wait, they ain't invite nobody back. I don't know why they invited you back, Leroy. They told me not to come to Brown County no more.
I'm talking about next year in the year in the future.
They should have an honorary captain or something.
Absolutely. Bring him back to the Packer Hall of Fame golf thing.
Is he in the Hall of Fame yet, Roy?
No, not the Packer Hall of Fame, not yet.
Is Jordy in there yet?
Yes.
Oh,
but they weren't able to do it. Yeah, but they weren't able to do it, remember?
Jordy didn't run off of the mouth about the Packers.
Was that Jordy and Charles going in together? Which one was it?
Yes, Greg Jennings have definitely been the Packer Hall of Fame. Ain't no doubt about that.
Well, that's what they need to do then, if you're talking about bringing back. Maybe we get into that a little bit tomorrow. I want to talk about my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors. Is that okay?
I thought you were going
to
say your good friend Greg Jennings. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, friends with Greg Jennings.
Yeah, I like Greg Jennings. I like Aaron Rodgers. They got green and gold on. I love them. You know that. Yeah. Hey, guys, through the end of October.
With the Vikings no more.
Hey, guys, through the end of October, Pella Windows and Doors is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments. For 24 months, and then you can replace your leaky windows, and old
leaky
doors.
Leaky squeaky.
Right now, yeah. Or choose 2.99 APR financing for 12 years. Pella now, pay later, as they say, with no money down, no interest, no payments for 24 months. Or 12-year 2.99 APR financing to approved credit now through October 31st. Got through that approved credit. That we, you got to have that credit rating, because certain restrictions apply. See showroom or PellaWI.com for details. Set your free consultations today, folks, at PellaWI.com.
Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane comes up next. Plus, we'll hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur at about 5:35. And we'll give you some of the results flying in on this poll question about Leroy Butler, who said yesterday he would take Jordan Love over Trevor Lawrence because Love has been in Green Bay and will learn under Aaron Rodgers. While Lawrence will likely go to a terrible franchise and start right away. Don't worry, Leroy's been tweeting during the show about it. Who would you rather have?
Steve got his own agenda.
Jordan Love or Trevor Lawrence? I told you, I don't know, the 2 o'clock hour that we put it up at 2 o'clock.
Paige.
Yes, Gary.
We ain't talking about it in the meeting today, did we?
No, we talked about it yesterday that we were going to do it. Yeah, yesterday on the show we said we were going to do it today. So
yeah,
we didn't put a topic on the rundown for it. We just put the poll question up. That's all.
You don't have to agree with me.
Right. No, right. Absolutely. All right, and I'm telling you, Gary, it's much closer than you probably think it probably would be. Way closer.
Well, I better go vote.
Way closer than I thought. Chevy, drive home moment of the big show still to come as well. That's all I had here on the Wendy's Big Show on 1250 AM The Fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.